Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for this seed. The Spirit of the Lord says that this is an hour and this is a season of favor, a season where the Lord says, I'm going to bless thee, a season where you're going to be able to attract some new opportunities that is going to bless you. And yet I hear the Lord saying that I do a new thing in thee and I strengthen thee and I shall begin to bless the works of your hands. For the Spirit of the Lord says this is a season and this is a time where some unusual things are about to open up for thee. For I heard him say the spiritual cause will come into a season of new opportunities, and you're going to see that your potential for favor, your potential for new opportunities shall begin to arise out of nowhere. For I heard the Lord says, remain open, because God says things are shifting for the year, even in this season. And I heard the Lord says, sweet surprises are about to come your way, and you're going to see and you're going to know that the hand of the Lord is upon your life. For the Lord says, even the things that has been on your mind, the things from the past, is about to disappear. And I don't know if there's some kind of a domestic or home conflict, but the Lord says that is about to come to a closure, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Whatever family disagreements there may have been, God said, I bring forth healing, yea, even in this hour. And you're going to find that you're going to come into a season of greater discernment, for the Holy Ghost shall give you wisdom to understand and go deeper concerning certain matters of your heart, or miscommunications or disputes. And then I heard the Lord say that you're going to move into the spirit of cooperation, for you're going to have the ability to begin to bring healing to some things. And the Lord was saying to thee that prepare, because rewards are also about to come into your life. As I go further, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, prepare, because you might also be applying for some new opportunities or new work or new jobs or something of that nature. But I heard the Lord says, money is about to come thine way. And you're going to find that even before this month is up, that others are going to be more receptive to your presence and even to your ideas. I heard the Lord says between now up until around about the end of October is going to be a lot of activity surrounding the home or domestic matters. And then he says circle the 24th of this month, because it might even usher in new financial opportunities. For the Lord says, I push thee forward, and you're going to have a forward thrust that's going to benefit you financially. As you move forward into the month of October, God says, be sure to get plenty of rest, eat well, and maintain your exercise program. Circle the 8th of October, because news about someone's close to your income is going to be quite positive. Someone close to you. On the 23rd, God says, circle that, because that's going to usher in some new opportunities in the areas of communication and research, but also very spiritual development, spiritual revelations shall also be coming forth to thee and out of thee. October is going to be a very spiritual time for you as well. Dreams will also be speaking to you. God will be speaking to you in the area of dreams, so prepare for that as well, because God said things are shifting. Great spiritual revelations, spiritual anointing, and you're going to add your spirituality into business and in relationships, and you're going to see things that you did not see before. Listen and heed the presence of the Lord, for he will guide you and he will also lead you, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
Blessings. I hear the word of the Lord saying in this month of September, this is the season that you're going to take time to speak and be heard. For Father God says, this is the season where you're going to be relating to others in a special way. Father God says, pay attention to family in this season, and pay attention to the feelings of others. I hear Father God saying, you'll be known as the counselor in this season. For I hear Father God saying, don't force anything. Yeah, Father God says, just flow naturally and speak and assist others in this season. For Father God says it's going to begin to grant wealth and prosperity. I first hear Father God saying justice. Father God says this is the season that you're going to begin to receive the overdue justice that's deserved. I hear Father God saying this is the season to ask questions. This is the season also, Father God says, don't hold on to things. Father God says focus on the solutions and not the problems. Father God says, don't hold on to any strife or grief in this season, for Father God says this is a season where there's a turnaround for you. I hear Father God saying balance is your key word in this season, for Father God says this is the season to look beyond what's being presented. I even hear Father God saying focus on your priorities in this season. Father God says take time to slow down and to begin to prioritize. Father God says this is the season where you're going to write it down and make it plain in this season. For Father God says as you write it down and make it plain, there's going to be a blessing. Now, I also hear Father God saying this is the season to let your creativity shine. Father God says, lights, camera, action, and you're on. Father God says, let your creativity shine, because Father God says this is the season where you're going to begin to write. For Father God says, write and journal, because Father God says it's your season to begin to plan to publish. I additionally hear Father God saying, don't look back. Father God says, don't look back, don't consult man, because Father God says this is the season where you're going to be moving in faith. For Father God says your faith is going to take you to the next level. And I hear Father God says, make sure that as you move forward, that you're not sharing your ideas with everyone, yet you're implementing your ideas. I hear Father God says there's going to be a balance concerning home and business. And Father God says this is your season of financial favor and financial increase concerning your money as well as your material goods. Father God says don't loan in this season. And Father God says don't buy anything extravagant in this season. For Father God says there's going to be a hidden blessing in months to come financially. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy. I just hear God saying that you're going to begin to tell people your story. You're going to begin to allow people to just be around you and receive the mysteries and the revelation knowledge that is within you. God says he's calling you forth to bring forth the word of God that is in you. He's calling you forth. He's calling you forth. And you will do it in the spirit of excellence, and you will do it through God's power, the power of the Holy Spirit. For it's not by power nor by might, but by God's Spirit. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy. I just heard the word of the Lord saying, you have something to say. God says the project you've been writing on or thinking about writing on, God says, yes, yes, go forward and write the book on the subject. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy. I hear the word of the Lord say purification. For Father God says he's doing a work in the body, the mind, and the home. Father God says this is the season to begin to fast and pray, even begin to purify and cleanse your system. Father God says clearing out the blood in this season. For Father God says as you consecrate and set yourself aside in this season, Father God says much revelation and direction is going to come. Father God says journal your dreams in this season, for they're going to be of a prophetic nature. And that is the word of the Lord.